points at 49,465. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. John Stanley's Trumpet Voluntary. Trumpeter Wynton Marsalis and the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Anthony Newman, getting things started in our noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you for it. Coming up, we've got the Boston Symphony Chamber Players and French Chamber Music from the year of 1986 from composer Jean Francais. A bit later, we'll hear something that he wrote combining both the winds and strings, a 10-instrument parlay of wind and string quintets. That'll be followed by the Nashville Chamber Orchestra and something from contemporary American composer Connie Ellisor called Blackberry Winter, which is quite astounding and you won't want to miss it. The London Symphony Orchestra, conductor Neme Yarvi, and Yuri Bashmay with viola in hand have our next performance. And it's music written late in the life of German composer Max Bruch, who wrote this one in 1911 for viola and orchestra, a short romance in F major for you on Kansas Public Radio. A performance on viola by Yuri Bashmay with the London Symphony Orchestra and conductor Neme Yarvi with a romance for viola and F major, written in 1911 by Max Bruch, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:21 now, and we're looking forward to what we have for you in the second half of the hour. The Nashville Chamber Orchestra, with the sound of Americana, Connie Ellisor's Blackberry Winter, for orchestra as well as Mountain Dulcimer, in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Liberty Hall, screening WTO 99, a documentary about the Battle of Seattle in 1999, when more than 40,000 people protested the World Trade Organization convention. Showtimes at libertyhall.net. And K.U. Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. On the KU campus, at the moment, it's 45 degrees. A high today expected around the mid-40s, partly sunny skies. Looks like tonight we'll have cloudy skies, and it's going to get a little chilly with a low of about 29, and looks like a chance of some precipitation. Rain and possibly snow late tonight and overnight. 70% chance of precipitation, although they're not expecting any snow accumulation. Tomorrow should be sunny. Highs in the mid-40s. We have a performance next of the Boston Symphony Chamber Players and some French chamber music by the very tuneful composer Jean Francais and one of his last major works in 1986, which combined the powers of both winds and strings in his parlay for 10 instruments, D'Histoire, which is a vigorous and charming work. Here's the Boston Symphony Chamber Players next on Kansas Public Radio. French chamber music from 1986. D'Histoire, 10 instruments. A combined force of wind and string quintets, written by composer Jean Francais, one of his last major works. Performed there by the Boston Symphony Chamber Players on Kansas Public Radio. 12:41 now and NPR News at the top of the hour. Glad you could join us on a Friday afternoon. Now, you know what Friday means. Film Music Friday this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. with Daryl Brogdon. On tonight's program, it's movies about hoaxes. There'll be music from The Prince and the Pauper, Catch Me If You Can, Quiz Show, and lots more. Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Our next recording is of the Nashville Chamber Orchestra under conductor Paul Gamble. And I'm looking forward to what we have for you. This is a piece of music I discovered while working at KPR and have enjoyed sharing with you ever since. It's from composer Connie Ellisor, who received a commission from the Nashville Chamber Orchestra back in the 90s for an Americana-style piece based on an Appalachian folk tune called Blackberry Winter, which describes a late spring frost that is unexpected but necessary for a rich blackberry harvest. Some music that makes use of the dulcimer variant, the Tennessee Music Box. We've got for you Blackberry Winter next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed back in the 1990s, Blackberry Winter, by composer Connie Ellisor, performed by the Nashville Chamber Orchestra under conductor Paul Gamble, on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News with an update of headlines in just a moment. Classical music continues in the next hour with music by Mozart, Clara Schumann, and others on KPR.
After devastating floods.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258PT in Manhattan, as well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little Mozart to begin with in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music, and a rondo for violin and orchestra in B flat major, with the playing of Itzhak Perlman and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along for another go-around. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. The Seattle Symphony has an American symphony for us, Symphony No. 4 by composer David Diamond, in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts, sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available on the Kansas City PBS YouTube channel. The McAllister Trio has our next performance, and as you may expect, it is a trio performance, a piano trio, one composed in 1846 by Clara Schumann while living in Dresden. She was about in her mid-20s at the time of this piece's creation, Piano Trio in G Minor, with the McAllister Trio next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1847, Clara Schumann's Piano Trio in G Minor, and a performance by the McAllister Trio here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is now 1:41. Before we continue, just a quick note that music by Clara Schumann is going to be on display beginning this evening at the Kauffman Center with the Kansas City Symphony, with a concert this evening at 8 p.m., as well as tomorrow at 8 p.m. and a Sunday performance at 2 p.m. Music by Johannes Brahms and his Fourth Symphony, along with music by Clara Schumann and Samuel Barber. It's all a part of the KC Symphony's concert this weekend. Again, it's getting underway this evening at 8 p.m. You can find all the details about this weekend's performance over at kcsymphony.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. Conductor Gerard Schwartz leads the Seattle Symphony Orchestra for our next performance. It is an American symphony by composer David Diamond. This was written in 1945 and described by Diamond as his smallest large symphony, Symphony No. 4, which paints a constantly shifting, dreamlike atmosphere of color and counterpoint. Symphony No. 4 with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1945, Symphony No. 4 by American composer David Diamond, formed by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, led by Gerard Schwartz on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and NPR News around the corner. Another hour of classical music in front of us, which will bring us a duo for cello and piano by Chopin, and a marvelous fantasy for piano and orchestra by Claude Debussy. Stay with us for that and much more on the way on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra with our first performance for this hour, with a tune, one that you may recognize, and if you ever wondered what it was called, it's by French composer Gabriel Fauré and the Sicilienne from his suite, Bélius et Mélisande, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. I have a bit more classical music before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. That's going to include a little duo written for cello and piano by Friedrich Chopin, based on an opera that was called Rubber the Devil. A grand duo for cello and piano and a fantasy for piano and orchestra by Claude Debussy, a bit later with Marta Argerich and Staatskapelle Dresden. Next up is the Bamberg Symphony, Klaus-Peter Flohr, the conductor, and the music by Felix Mendelssohn. Just a few days ago, we heard Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3 that was called the Scottish Symphony, and it was inspired by a trip around Scotland and the British Isles that Mendelssohn took in about 1829. It wasn't just a symphony, though, that was inspired on that voyage. He also came up with the following concert overture after beholding a island off the Scottish coast called Staffa, which is known to hold a structure known as Fingal's Cave. And there's something about the sight of this lonely cave out in the water that apparently inspired Mendelssohn to compose the following concert overture called the Hebrides Overture, or Fingal's Cave. Here's the Bamberg Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. The Hebrides Overture, music composed by Felix Mendelssohn in 1828, on the same voyage throughout the British Isles that inspired his Scottish Symphony. We heard the Bamberg Symphony under conductor Klaus-Peter Flohr there on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:20, and still to come, the ensemble Staatskapelle Dresden and pianist Marta Argerich in a lush fantasy for piano and orchestra by Claude Debussy in just a little over 10 minutes from now. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org. Now on the KU campus, it's about 50 degrees, partly sunny skies, and we could get a taste of some winter weather by tonight. Temperatures are going to drop to about 27 degrees this evening, and we have a 70% chance of precipitation, first as rain and then possibly a little snow coming in the overnight hours. They're expecting very little, if any, accumulation of that. Tomorrow should be sunny with temperatures back up around the mid-40s. We have a cello and piano duo to enjoy next. Cellist Onur Bilsma and pianist Lambert Orcas are together with a grand duo composed by Friedrich Chopin based on themes from an opera by Giacomo Meyerbeer called Robert the Devil, about a diabolical Duke of Normandy. And Chopin composed the following set of variations on themes from that opera. Here's the performance on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Friedrich Chopin, a grand duo for cello and piano comprised of variations from an opera by Giacomo Meyerbeer called Robert the Devil. Cellist Onur Bilsma and pianist Lambert Orcas with a performance today on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now about 2:35, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight from 7 to 9, Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday. Something else to let you know about, KPR is going to be throwing a big party next month to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Among other things, we're hosting two concerts, one by Exotica Cocktail and another by the band Nutty at Liberty Hall. And if you buy your tickets to see Nutty by noon on Sunday, you'll get a 30% discount. Find all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. We're with the ensemble Staatskapelle Dresden next, for our next performance. It's music for piano and orchestra by Claude Debussy, a fantasy that he composed in 1890. But this was one piece by Debussy that he would never hear performed in his lifetime. It only had its first public performance a year after Debussy's passing in 1919. The reason being is because apparently, for its first scheduled performance in 1890, composer Vincent Dundee, who was supposed to serve as conductor, claimed that he didn't have enough time for rehearsals and asked for a delay that proved sort of disastrous because it gave Debussy time to become self-critical and unsure of the work's quality, making revisions until finally losing confidence in the work, which is a shame because it's quite lovely piece, as we'll hear next, with piano and Marta Argerich and Staatskapelle Dresden on Kansas Public Radio. Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra by Debussy with Marta Argerich and Staatskapelle Dresden on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.